Let's head out to the phone line and talk with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. He's on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. It's a great day.
Where are you having coffee this morning?
Well, I just had coffee at the Grandland A&W.
Senator Jones, a couple things I want to talk to you about. First of all, revenue sharing. It's at the top of the agenda, it seems, for many folks thinking about the changes that are going to be coming for our state. Where do we stand on that? What's the latest news?
Well, there's a proposal to get rid of the business personal property tax. Now, that is a tax that is placed on small and large businesses. So it's everything from the machinery at General Motors to make a car to a barber's chair. They get taxed every year. In fact, I know one small business, Saginaw and Elmwood area, the owner told me he finally had to close his doors because he just cannot afford any more taxes on his machinery. It was a little one-hour Photoshop. Well, we want to get rid of it because we have to compete with all the states around us, and almost all of them have gotten rid of that. But we want to find a way to ensure that our cities and municipalities have adequate revenue sharing. So the proposal is to phase it out over 10 years, very gradually, and as tax credits that have been given out in the past, for example, a battery factory might get a big tax credit to build a factory. As those phase out, that money would be used to replace the PPT.
Now, a lot of community leaders that we have talked to are very nervous about that because there is not a definitive answer on how the funds that they receive from the state are going to be replaced and if they're going to be at the same number they're at currently.
Yes, that is the great debate. And currently, the proposal would be to replace them, I believe, at about 81%, of course they want 100%, and so that's the great debate. But I do think that municipalities have to understand that any time a factory or a business moves out of their community, they're going to lose that funding. And unfortunately, over the years, that's happened in a number of communities in Michigan.
But it seems like regardless of what happens with companies that are coming or going, bottom line is most communities in this state are going to lose some funding.
It's a possibility. It's going to be debated over the next couple of weeks in the Senate, and then it'll go to the House and be debated further over there. I personally would like to see 100% replacement, but again, they have to understand if the factory moves out or the business moves out, they're going to lose that amount of money.
Medical marijuana is back in the news. I know you've tried to be at the forefront of creating legislation that brings clarity with how law enforcement deals with that. Where are we with that now?
Well, there's a group out there that wants to put it on the ballot to legalize it. In my opinion, it's never going to work because it still violates federal law. And unless there's a change in federal law, it's simply not going to be legal, and they will continue to have legal problems if they try to grow it and sell it in dispensaries or wherever they try to sell it.
So what you're saying is that no matter what happens in the states, and especially in this state, before we could even consider putting that on the ballot, the federal laws need to change.
Absolutely. And I also know that many, many people are telling me they're very unhappy with the current medical marijuana statute that was a ballot initiative that passed. People thought they were voting for senior citizens to see their doctor if they were in great pain or at the last stages of cancer and go to a pharmacy, get a prescription of marijuana, take it home to use it. People are furious that there were 48 licensed dispensaries around Lansing. It absolutely is not what they voted for, and they want that to end.
What about the 10th Amendment in regards to that? It's a question that my producer asks.
As far as what? explain to me what you're asking.
Well, Senator, it seems that the Republicans, especially federally and on a local level, you know, bring up the idea of states' rights in the 10th Amendment so often. So the idea that having a ballot proposal that the citizens of Michigan support and vote through that might legalize or at least decriminalize marijuana, wouldn't you as a conservative want that fight? Wouldn't you want the fight between the federal government? I mean, it seems like you're conceding and laying down to the federal government's ability to come into a state and affect their rights and what their voters want.
Well, I think that if it were on the ballot today, the people of Michigan would vote against it. In fact, I think if medical marijuana were back in the ballot, many people that voted for it who were duped would vote against it. That's what I'm hearing from hundreds of people that contact my office, just furious with the current situation. You know, I certainly believe there need to be some states' rights, but when you're talking about drugs, and that's what this is, I think our federal government does need to ensure that citizens are safe, and this absolutely is a drug.
Senator, universities like the University of Michigan that conduct embryonic stem cell research would see a portion of their funding taken away under a provision added to the Senate Appropriations Committee's higher education budget for the fiscal year. This is a story we saw in this morning's MERS newsletter. Do you agree with that?
Well, I certainly think that it wouldn't be a problem for them to report what they're doing to ensure that their experimentation is done in a moral way. Certainly the vast majority of Michiganders do not believe in cloning. And I think that's a reasonable request to make sure that they report exactly what they're doing in that area.
All right, Senator Rick Jones, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay.